Believe it or not, this is the Local Hero Report. But that's Eli Kaplan strumming away on the slide guitar. And he's going to be one of the performers in the 4th Annual Strawberry Fest and Father's Day Pancake Breakfast at Warner Farm, celebrating 55 years of UPIC. With us right now is Phil Corman, the Executive Director of CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. And since it's Father's Day, Phil has brought his son, Elon, here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're back from school right now.
Yeah, I just finished my freshman year at Vassar.
And Dad's putting you to work.
Yeah, doing yard work and stuff.
I think he's so articulate, I don't need to speak for him, but I'm really glad to do a Father's Day version of the Local Hero segment here.
Our special guest today from Warner Farm on Old Amherst Road in Sunderland, Mike Wisserman and son Dave. Hi, guys.
Hi, Bob.
55 years of UPIC?
Yes. I know it's hard to believe I'm actually 55.
Hi. True. How did you come up with the idea, number one, to have civilians come and pick your crops?
You know, it was in the 60s. It was actually my father-in-law, Charlie Warner. He tried it, and it was a raving success.
And this is your son, Dave, here.
Hello.
So what's your role at Warner Farm?
My official title is general manager, but kind of whatever it needs to be at that moment.
So utility infielder, would you say?
Yeah, we can say that.
This big celebration, all day, Sunday, June 18th,
yes.
Father's
yep.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Eli Kaplan, who are going to be playing live. You've got him from 9 to 11, but then all day, people can pick these strawberries.
Peak season, so yeah, they can pick them all day.
How many different varieties of strawberries are you growing there, and what are some of the nuances between those varieties?
Probably raising 8 to 9 different varieties at the moment. We have something called Wendy. First in the season, they get you started. They're big berry. And then you kind of progress through the season to different varieties. Some are sweeter. Some have larger size. We have a new one that we can pick in July that we haven't tried the first year. So
what is this one right here that I'm gnawing on right now?
That one is Honey Eye.
That is tasty, huh?
It's
right
from
then.
Massachusetts or California. The correct answer, Bob, is Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, and it tastes like it's been harvested like in the last couple of hours.
Within the last half hour.
It's in its infancy then. Yep. Do you have people that come in that do this UPIC thing? Do you have people that are real professional at it? Like they know exactly where to go? They know exactly what they're doing?
Some of the same people who live in Sunderland who have been coming there since my grandfather ran it. They bring their own trays. They bring their own flats.
There are 10 farms in the area that have pick your own, and you could see that at bylocalfood.org. But maybe you could share, like, what do you do, like, if you pick more strawberries than you can eat in a day? What do you do with them?
Freezing them is very popular. We have people who will pick multiple flats to take home and freeze and put up for the winter so that they can enjoy smoothies in the dead of winter. Mm. You can easily throw it in your fridge, and it will be just as tasty on your cereal the next morning.
Mine would never make it to the fridge.
There are some that don't even make it to the car or home. So.
Since I'm a lazy person, I don't really like to pick my own. I could have you guys do it for me, right?
Yes, that does happen.
Being Father's Day, we have Mike Wisserman here and son Dave from Warner Farm. We also have Phil Corman and his son Elon. I understand that you're going to have strawberry slushies as part of this whole thing. Now, my experience with strawberry slushies would be going into 7-Eleven or something and with the fake syrup. I don't imagine you're using fake syrup here.
We actually work with Bart Ice Cream up in Greenfield. They buy strawberries from us and they process it into a strawberry syrup for their strawberry ice cream. And then we, in turn, then buy them back and make it into fresh slushy.
There's going to be games and stuff that's going to go on in this big celebration on Father's Day.
We have pedal carts, and then we have a new jump pillow that we have yet to fire up. We're very excited about that.
A jump pillow.
It's a bounce house without the house.
Without the house, yeah.
Here we are at Father's Day coming up. Dave, what have you learned from Mike, and why in the heck did you come back to the farm, knowing Mike as well as you did?
I ask myself that question every day, Phil. I originally went to school for wildlife biology, so I did not have any official agricultural training. Since I've come back, you know, I've learned most of what I know about farming from him, as well as just any number of life lessons along the way about business. And obviously, the farm has been running successfully under his tutelage for 35 years now.
Mike and Dave, how easy is it to work together as father and son? Because I don't think Elon and I have even remotely considered that.
Transition that's happened since he's returned is basically I would get bark out the orders. But the farm has changed direction and grown a lot since Dave came back. You know, he's assumed more and more responsibility. This spring, I messed up my knee, and Dave has had to really jump in and cover, you know, the things that I just wasn't able to do.
Elon, does your father bark out orders much the same as the tutelage that Mike provides to David?
Fortunately, I haven't done much work in CESA, so I haven't had to deal with that.
The barking has yet to come.
Yes.
Special Father's Day edition of our Local Hero Report with Phil Corman and his son, Elon. and Mike Wisserman and Sunday from Warner Farm. This is the fourth annual Strawberry Fest and Father's Day pancake. You got pancakes too?
Strawberries on top.
Oh my God. You also noted for Mike's Maze.
Yes, we are.
Everybody knows Mike's Maze. Do you rent a helicopter or something to go up and see what no one else can see?
No, that's morphed over the years. I did it originally with my neighbor, Will Sillen, and it was done on the ground. It was basically a tracing exercise, and I laid the field out in a particular pattern, and he traced his design onto the field. My daughter-in-law now does the design, and we actually hire somebody from Missouri to GPS technology, and that's how we do it. It saves us a lot of time.
What do you got cooked up this year? You already have your design in mind? Or?
We can't officially announce that yet.
That is top secret information. At risk of death, shall it be revealed.
Fourth annual Strawberry Fest Father's Day Pancake Breakfast. It's Sunday, Father's Day, at Warner Farm, celebrating 55 years of UPIC. Mike and Dave and Phil and Elon.
Thanks for having us.
BuyLocalFood.org.
We'll go out with Eli Callen, who's appearing at the big fest. Thanks, guys.